This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is seeing results from its efforts to help people who stopped attending college get a credential. CPR's Jenny Brundin has more.
The state had the seventh highest number of credential completers in the nation among those who left college. Matthew Halsapple is with the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. The group points to a new state initiative that allows four-year institutions to grant associate's degrees to students who've earned at least 70 credits.
In Colorado, the implementation of this policy coincided with more than doubling the number of completers in a single year.
An associate's degree puts one's median earnings at 18% higher than those with a high school diploma. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
State Treasurer Dave Young is considering a new job. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Dave Young is running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District, the state's only toss-up seat. He says Republican Gabe Evans' vote for the GOP reconciliation bill, which includes cuts to Medicaid, was what got him into the race.
I know how to do the work. I've got a track record to show I've done it, and especially on Medicaid and on the kitchen table economic issues that families face.
Young joins a crowded Democratic field that includes two state lawmakers and the former representative Evans defeated. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A baby was born at a bus station in Snowmass to a mom who didn't know she was pregnant. CPR's Dina Seek says the baby made its surprise arrival early Sunday.
The baby was already born by the time a Pitkin County Sheriff's deputy reached the Brush Creek Park and Ride shortly after 5 a.m. The Aspen Times reports the mother had been on her way to the hospital with her husband after having abdominal pain when they called for help. The sheriff's deputy later visited the mom and baby in the hospital and says they are doing well. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And this is CPR News.